firstly, Paddy, could you outline what native forest clearing actually is, the use of the timber, and what infrastructure and development also impact our forests?
Well, at the moment, across Australia, we're losing about 500,000 hectares every single year. We are the only developed country in a group that is responsible for 80% of the world's deforestation. And we've also got one of the highest extinction rates in the world. But we've got a great opportunity to change that story, to turn from one of the conservation villains to one of the conservation heroes. At the moment, we've got 88% of our wood coming from plantations. So we have an opportunity now to do what New Zealand did in 1973, and that is to go 100% plantations and keep our forests, to protect our incredible wildlife and to protect us from climate change.
So native forest logging is the action of destroying native forestry, much of which is hundreds of years old, which disrupts wildlife and biodiversity. So plantation logging also does carry some similar repercussions in forms of habitat if clearing and replanting is not managed in an appropriate way. So how important is putting in the funding and effort to make sure that these plantations and further plantations and our native forests are re-established?
Australia's been very lax on the plantation side lately. We haven't really planted much in the way of plantations since 2010. And so this is an area the government really needs to get on board with. Now, these plantations shouldn't be in areas that are cleared forest, but they should enhance the forest areas. So there is a great opportunity to do that. In WA in particular, some of the plantations have become habitat for black cockatoos, very, very important food sources. So increasing the plantations will help some of those endangered species, but it has to be done on a huge level. And there is some moves now. It's a bit late to do that in WA, to start pumping a lot of money into plantations. WA is becoming the first state to call out native forest logging and to say we can do it better, we can get it from plantations. But some of our plantations, for instance, up in the north of Perth, which are absolutely essential to black cockatoos, they are still being cleared, and we need to do better than that. I think if there's endangered species using those plantations, then we have to leave those plantations alone until we grow back the native forests. So we not only do we have to stop the chop, stop logging native forests, but we need a massive planting program to repair the damage that we've done as well. So I know that's a bit confusing, so we need to go to plantations, but we have to protect those plantations, which are being used by endangered species. And we also need to do mass planting, both of plantations and native forests. So there is a call by a lot of the people in the fossil fuel industry to say, yes, let's do this. And that means we can then use this as an offset to have more fossil fuel projects. But that would be the wrong road for the government to take as well. So there's many pitfalls in this plantation business. It's not a one-size-fits-all. We have to have these trees so we're not chopping down the native forests. We have to protect the ones that are being used by endangered species until we can grow back their natural forest habitat. And we also need to ensure that they're not used as offsets by fossil fuel companies, just as an excuse so they can keep polluting. We need these trees. Potentially, they can reduce our carbon by an incredible amount, half of what our aim of reaching a 75% reduction by 2030, which the world scientists tell us we need to reach. Half of that could be done by stopping logging in native forests. But it's no use if the fossil fuel companies are going to use that as an excuse to keep polluting.
I did read that it's looking around $1.6 to $1.8 billion is required to just re-establish the native forests after destruction. Is it possible that in these places, like in these native forests where wildlife has moved to the plantations as a source of food, if given enough time, would they be likely to go back to the native forests, or are they more likely to stay in these plantations?
Yeah, that's a very good question. They will return to the forests once they are repaired. That is their natural habitat. They've only moved into the plantations and into the cities, have become refugees, if you like, because we have taken so much of their natural environment. So the more we put back, the greater the chance for the survival of these endangered species. And in WA, for instance, just very recently, another 60 areas of threatened ecological communities were added to the list. We know we're losing a huge amount of our environment right across the state. We've got so many species on the very edge of extinction here. The average rate across Australia for deforestation is about 50% in the southwest of WA. That's closer to 80%. So we've got a big repair job to do. The government has said they're going to put 30% into protected habitat of all the land and all the sea. But at the moment, we're going in the opposite direction. So they really need to start putting some meat on the bones, if you like, of those policies and start implementing them. And then there's a real chance we can address both climate change and the biodiversity crisis.
To play devil's advocate, there is a lot of anger from the other side from the logging industry, as it does provide jobs. However, as you know, the West Australian government committed to the end of January next year to have no forest logging, and the Victorian government followed, replacing their target, which was originally for 2030, to move to around mid-2024. Labor is currently pushing for the publicly owned plantations to replace the logging. However, as you said, nothing has been planted in the last 12 years, and what has been planted has only been on a very small scale. So banning native logging will see the estimation of needing around 400,000 hectares just to meet demand, which we potentially won't have. This would mean that workers in the current industry would still be required to re-establish these plantations with fall and haul. So how do you think the government could better handle the anger that they're getting from the logging industry?
I think, you know, the logging industry have been at it for a couple of hundred years now. And the damage, if you can see the damage from space, it is absolutely incredible. We've changed the entire landscape of the country. These trees are absolutely essential green infrastructure. That's the first thing we've got to understand. We need these trees. If the trees fall around the world, if we keep at the current rate of deforestation, then humanity will fall. We need them to stay alive. The second thing to understand is that these industries have been losing huge amounts of money and have only been propped up by the government at costs of millions and millions of dollars. So the government is saving money by changing over. There's still going to be jobs. There's a lot more jobs in the plantation industry, planting and harvesting from plantations. There's not a big job loss. And the government has put a lot of money into this transition. So it's $50 million in WA that they've put towards providing workers with compensation for losing their jobs. And in Victoria, it's an incredible $800 million. So it's a huge amount of money that they've put into a just transition for the workers. You don't see this in other industries. It is always hard to make that transition to other workplaces. But most of the work is in plantations. Like I was saying, 88% of the wood comes from plantations, and we can make that transition across. I mean, we're looking at buying submarines at the moment, you know, at hundreds of billions of dollars. That's not the security issue at the moment. The world has just had its hottest day, its hottest week, its hottest month, its hottest year. The world is heating up. We need these trees to survive. We are facing a crisis. The world is burning. Australia is going to have an incredibly dry year this year, an incredibly hot year, following on from four other continents who have just been getting temperatures in the 50s in America, Africa, in Europe, and in Asia. We are definitely, these trees are definitely essential to our survival, and we have to treat them as essential. Now, it's not just my opinion. This is the opinion of international scientists from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Every political party, even the most right-wing parties now, right across the world, know that climate change is an issue. They know that half the problem is in deforestation. We're the last developed country to do this. Other countries have done it 50 years ago. So it's time Australia came to the party. And there is a great opportunity now for Labor to do that. Federally, they've had something like 300 branches now have voted for an end to native forest logging. They've got their once in a 5-year conference coming up in August, and there's going to be actions all around the country, 10 different rallies, loads of different forest actions to encourage the government to do the right thing. In 1983, Bob Hawke became famous for saving the Franklin River. This is Anthony Albanese's Franklin River moment. This is the chance where he can do something absolutely phenomenal for Australia, for future generations.
Turning to mining and our Northern Jarrah forests, which are among the most carbon neutral and biodiverse in the world, they are still under the immediate threat of mining. So logging for timber and native forest logging isn't purely for the use of the timber, it's also cleared for mining. So can you let us know a little bit more about that and what's going on at present?
Well, scientists, again, from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change have said that that forest is one of 19 ecological communities that is threatened with ecological collapse. So it could collapse. And they're saying we need to change the management of that forest. So it's time for mining to stop in that forest. Just one company alone, Alcoa, has cleared 280 square kilometres. That's a huge amount. You can see that from space. And not only that, they've spread dieback in that whole process. They've spread weeds through opening up the forest, and they've increased its likelihood of catching fire by opening up that forest and drying out that forest. Now, we can't keep mining that forest. It is going to die if we keep mining it. Yet Alcoa want access to another 7,000 square kilometres. And they're just one of half a dozen companies in the Northern Jarrah. We've recently had the Forest Management Plan come out, a 10-year plan, but they have not. They are increasing forest protection overall, which is fantastic, and we're very pleased with that. And they are stopping logging in native forests, and we're very pleased with that. But we need to go that one step further, or we are going to lose the Northern Jarrah forest.
So, as you mentioned earlier, the National Conference is happening in Brisbane on the 17th of August. So what actually is going to happen at this conference, and why is it so important that these rallies and actions that are happening ahead of this conference occur?
Well, the conference is a chance from delegates once in every 5 years to get together and discuss the future of Australia, what our policies should be. Now, Labor have put up a climate change policy there, which is mainly around farms, turning them from carbon emitters to carbon sinks. And that's fantastic. We do need to improve our farming, and we can improve our farming. And farmers do need help to make sure that they have the resources to do that, to plant those trees on their farm and to change their farming techniques. That's wonderful. But they have left off forests. So the biggest lobby group in Labor now is called LEAN. That's the Labor Environmental Action Network. And they're very, very active. And now 300 branches of Labor have voted to stop logging in native forests. We've been also visiting politicians around the country. There's a huge impetus to stop logging in native forests. This is the moment. This is a moment for Anthony Albanese now to do something great, to do something grand, to be remembered as a prime minister. And there is a real chance now that we're going to see that happen at this conference. But we're not sure. We're not sure if it's going to happen. If the forces of the corporations are going to be too much. So we need people to come out on the street. We need feet on the street. We need every single person to show up and say, yes, make this your moment. Let's be the generation that can stop logging in native forests. We can do this.
So if you are in WA, how can you get involved?
There's a few different ways you can get involved. We've got two actions happening on the 11th of August. So we've got the Nanas for Native Forests in Bunbury making a giant cockatoo out of umbrellas. That's going to be absolutely fantastic. They're going to be joined by people who have been trying to save the Jalorup woodlands, which is just outside of Bunbury, where a massive ring road has gone in an area with some of the most ancient trees in Australia and five endangered species. We can't keep saying it's cheaper to chop down the ancient forests than it is to put a road through paddocks. They're going to be coming up on a bus the next day to Perth, and they're going to be meeting at Parliament House at 11 o'clock on the 12th of August, Saturday the 12th of August, and we're going to have a rally at Parliament House. But also the day before, in the Northern Jarrah, we're going to go out into one of the areas that have been cleared by bauxite with the local communities to show the damage that's been done out there as well. Because in WA, while we're very, very supportive of the national push to stop logging in native forests, and we want to support that, we also want to highlight the issues that are happening on our doorstep with mining. And it would be a very sad thing if we stop logging in native forests only to lose the forests to mining, and we can't let that happen.